Introduction to Amazon Bestseller Genie. Everyone would like to have a best-selling book, but very few people will ever achieve it. Have you ever wondered why that is? Is it because some people are better writers than others? Possibly. But have you ever wondered why some people who aren't great writers end up on the bestseller lists while fantastic writers often struggle to sell a handful of copies? The answer, of course, is promotion. Most writers, especially self-published ones, upload their book and just sit back waiting for the magic to happen. Then they wonder why no one is buying their book. Would you expect to start a website and get a ton of traffic without any promotion? Would you expect to start a restaurant and get a ton of diners without any promotion? Then why expect to write a book and sell a ton of copies without any promotion? Promotion is the key to almost every bestseller you can think of. Very few books have taken off without some kind of promotion behind them. In this guide, you're going to learn about some of the key things you can do to promote your book on Amazon and increase sales. You'll learn about reviews, mailing lists, social marketing and much more. So let's get started. Overall plan. The overall plan for marketing your book has one main purpose: to make your book shoot up the bestseller lists on Amazon to gain the most visibility possible. Once your book makes it onto the various bestseller lists on the Amazon site, your sales will really take off. But just like it takes money to make money, it takes sales to make sales. You need enough sales to propel your book up those lists, and then your book will take off on its own. So how does the Amazon system work, anyway? There are two main built-in promotional tools on the Amazon website that can help market your book. 1. Also bought. If you visit a fairly popular product on Amazon, you'll notice a section that says customers who bought this item also bought. Then you'll see a number of different products listed that people who bought that item also bought. Usually, the items are fairly closely related. For books, it's usually other books in the same genre. Once several people buy your book along with some other book, your book will start appearing in the list of stuff people bought on the page of that other book, thus sending you more potential buyers. 2. Bestseller lists. The bestseller lists are invaluable for book marketing. There is a main bestseller list for all of Amazon, plus individual bestseller lists for different categories. Your book could end up on several bestseller lists if you list it in multiple categories. Additionally, there's a list for new stuff that only features products released recently, so it's important to market your book right from day one. Amazon Bestseller Genie page 5. This plan is meant not only to solicit direct sales, but also to hopefully push you on to various bestseller lists in order to give you the huge boost in sales associated with being on these lists. If you don't make it onto any bestseller lists, don't fret. Not everyone does. Sometimes there's just too much competition in your category, and sometimes your book just isn't quite what buyers are looking for. Even if you don't make it onto the bestseller lists, you will still be able to take advantage of the also bought lists. This will happen naturally as people purchase your book along with others. These two things are the ultimate goal of all other promotion, as they are usually going to be much more powerful than any other single promotion method alone. Proper categorization and keywords. One thing a lot of people miss when uploading their book is to use proper categorization and keywords. If you miss this critical step, your book is going to be very difficult for readers to locate. Amazon actually makes it relatively simple for your book to be found. You don't even have that much competition in most niches, because the majority of people don't know how to do this properly. When you submit your book to KDP, you're allowed to choose two categories for your book. Depending on your keywords, you could also show up in other categories, especially subcategories of the one you choose. Be sure to choose your two categories carefully. Find the two that are closest to your book, even if it doesn't fit perfectly into any one category. You can choose up to seven keywords for your book. This includes keyword phrases. Choose carefully. If your book is about weight loss with a low-calorie diet, you might use weight loss, lose weight, losing weight, low-calorie diet, low-calorie weight loss, quick weight loss, lose weight fast. Separate the keyword phrases with commas when you add them. The system will tell you when you have zero keywords left. Reviews. Reviews don't bring actual sales to your book, because those reviews are from people who have already read the book. But what reviews do is to encourage those people who come across your book to buy it. Many people aren't even willing to buy a book from an author they've never heard of unless there are good reviews for the book, so reviews are critical if you're a relatively unknown author. There are many ways to get reviews for your book, but be sure you do it in an ethical way that won't upset Amazon. First, we'll take a look at a few good ways to get reviews. Then, we'll look at some ways you should never use to get reviews. Ways to get reviews. There are a few ways you can get reviews without being dishonest or resorting to tactics that could get you banned from KDP forever. 1. Review copies. Giving away free copies of your book in exchange for reviews is a great idea, but make sure you tell people they are not required to leave a review, and that if they do, their review should be completely honest. If you require a review, or if you ask for only 4-star and 5-star reviews, it is considered a paid review. Just state that honest reviews are appreciated. You can find people who want review copies at a variety of different places such as Kbrg.com, Goodreads.com and various Facebook pages that relate to your book's genre. 2. Giveaways. In addition to giving copies to people specifically for review purposes, you can also hold giveaways in order to get more people to Amazon Bestseller Genie page 8. Read and potentially review your book. Some sites, like Goodreads.com, only allow giveaways of printed copies of your book, but others allow ebooks. 3. Inside the book, don't forget a very simple way to get people to leave reviews of your book. At the end of your book, simply include a note asking people to leave a review if they liked the book. Many people simply don't think about doing this, so a friendly reminder doesn't hurt. 4. Bloggers. We'll have an entire section on this later, but for now, just remember that many book bloggers will also leave their review on Amazon and other book-selling websites after they post it on their blog. Ways not to get reviews. Don't ever be tempted to do any of these things in an attempt to get reviews. To do so would not only risk getting the reviews deleted, but could even potentially cause you to lose your Amazon account forever. Don't risk it. 1. Paid reviews. Some people sell reviews on sites such as Fiverr or other similar websites. Don't ever do this. If Amazon finds out you've paid someone to review your book, you could definitely lose your entire account. Paid reviews are the biggest no-no as far as reviews are concerned. 2. Good reviews in exchange for a copy. It's fine to give away copies of your book and ask people to please give you an honest review on Amazon after they've read it. However, it is not okay to ask for or demand positive. Amazon Bestseller Genie page 9. Reviews. When giving away free copies, always state you are looking for honest reviews. 3. Exchanging reviews. One popular method is for authors to give each other's books 5-star reviews in exchange for the other author doing the same for them. This is not a good practice. If Amazon discovers this happening, your reviews are likely to be deleted, and they could even ban your account from KDP. 4. Friends and family. Many new authors ask their friends and family to leave reviews. This could backfire in a big way if Amazon ever finds out. Not only that, but if another author or buyer finds out, they will potentially destroy your name by telling everyone they know. This has happened to many authors. Don't risk it. Social marketing. Social marketing is especially effective for marketing books, because people naturally love to talk about books they enjoy, and there are plenty of different avenues available for promotion. If you're marketing something else, such as socks or DVDs, there aren't as many avenues open for promotion through social media. There aren't fan pages devoted to them, and if there are, they don't allow blatant promotion. With books, it's greatly different. There are many different groups and pages on Facebook alone that allow promotion of your books as long as you follow their rules, and not only do they allow promotion, they often encourage it. Even if you can't find any Facebook fan pages that are devoted to your genre, you can create one. Creating and maintaining a fan page is quick and easy, and it can be used for more than just promoting your book. You can also use it to promote affiliate products and other products you produce, as well. Facebook. Facebook is perhaps the single most powerful social website for authors. You should have a fan page specifically for you, as an author. You may also want to have one for your book or book series. To take advantage of other fan pages, search for groups and fan pages devoted to your niche or genre, especially those that focus specifically on books. Check their rules, and if they allow self-promotion, do so. If they don't allow self-promotion, contact the page's owner privately and ask if there is a way to promote your book on their page. They may be open to paid. Amazon Bestseller Genie page 11. Promotion, or they may even offer to promote your book for free, especially if you give them a free copy or allow them to do a giveaway on their page. Additionally, many official bookseller fan pages allow promotion. Amazon's Kindle page allows authors to self-promote once each week, so take advantage of all of those Kindle owners. Twitter. Twitter is another great tool for authors if you use it properly. You can't just tweet your books over and over and expect people to pay attention. Instead, use it to interact with fans. They can become your book ambassadors, promoting the books for you. If you become personal friends with some of your fans, all you'll have to do is post a tweet and ask people to retweet it for you, and you'll potentially reach thousands of people very quickly. Pinterest. Pinterest is a growing social platform which mostly focuses on sharing images. You create pin boards on which you pin various images. You can create lists of books in your genre and pin your own book to it. You can also ask other people to rape in your book. If you rape in some of their things, they'll be more willing to rape in yours. In addition to making lists of books, you can also create pin boards that feature things people who might read your book would like. For example, if your book is about weight loss, you could have pin boards such as middle.cool running shoes, middle.best workout wear, Amazon bestseller genie page 12, middle.low calorie dessert recipes, middle.low calorie soup recipes, middle.best workout DVDs. You could link to your book in the description of every pin board, getting you a lot more exposure than you would otherwise get. Don't forget to share your pins and pin boards on Facebook, Twitter and elsewhere in order to get as much exposure as possible to all of them. YouTube. YouTube is a great platform for promotion. You'll need to have a book trailer created for your book. This doesn't have to be extremely complex. A simple video with some music, a synopsis of your book, and some images that go along with it will work fine. Don't forget to share your book trailer video on Facebook, Twitter and other social sites for more exposure. Goodreads and Library Thing. Goodreads.com and LibraryThing.com are two social networks that focus specifically on books. These sites are great for promotion. In addition to holding giveaways there, you can visit the various groups and participate. Just be sure to read the rules in each individual group to find out what their rules are regarding author participation. Since groups are individually managed, each one has specific rules.